Okay, so we're on Daf Yud Dalet W.
Yes.
Before we got weiter, just somebody brought me yesterday from the Mashgiach Zatzal of Solomon. And he said the following, just for those of you, some sort of a hard time getting here. There are many Vadim that I give. But this you gave half those shelves or he swore him over there. But there's one sefer that's so great that the moment we finish the sefer in the Vard, we immediately start again from the beginning. He was referring to the sefer Sharim B'Tfilah, written by Shimshon Pinkas Zatzal. And then he adds, I don't know who this is, whoever wrote this. I don't know who wrote this. But anyway, one of his Talmidim, he said like this, if an answer is fake, and the Rav said that it's the greatest sefer written on Tfilim in the last many generations.
Okay, so just in case.
In case anybody wants to know what we're doing here, that's what we're doing. Okay. Oh. We spoke yesterday about acquiring Bekias in the details of Avodas HaTefillah. Because one idea, you just pick a big idea, can change and make a major difference to your davening. I'll give an example here. Dugma lakach yadu mi kisva rizal. Dinyan chazoras hashash yesh bo maila atzuma al tfilas alachash. Chazoras hashat says that rizal has a major, major benefit over your quiet private shmoneh esrei. V'yesh hevdel ben shnei chalkei tefillah elu midargas bli shil ve'erech. There's a difference between these two portions of tefillah. The levels are, you can't even evaluate how much greater it is. V'arei zomzu chazal, the Gemara in Brochus, Lamed Beis, hitpalel v'lo nene yagzo v'yitpalel. Gemara tells you if you davened and you weren't answered, daven again. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. I don't even think that's simple pshat. That's just a translation. That's not even pshat. The Vilna Gaon on the spot there says, You davened, you weren't answered. So then, listen carefully to Chazoras Hashatz. The boat slow in the Satfila, because that Chazoras Hashatz is what is the answering, having your Tfilas answered is dependent on Chazoras Hashatz. Well, Zeh Nehma, and it's on that that it says, Hein Kel Kevi Lo Yimas. The strong tail will not Yimas, means you'll get answered. V'dol Shul Chazal, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mois B'Tfilosim Shel Rabim. What does it mean? Hein Kel Kevi Lo Yimas. Yimas means you get sick of it. It says Nimas Kva. You know, how much honey can you eat until you say Nimas? So how much can you daven and beg Hashem until Hashem says, no, nimas kva? Says the Gemara, ein devar kaze. Ein ha-korosh bochu mois mitfilosin shel rabim. The Chazoras Hashas b'mahusi tfilah shel tzibul. We know that. Chazoras Hashas is the tfilah of the tzibul. The chazan is the shliach tzibul. Correct? It's the tfilah of the tzibul. Really, the tzibul should be davening this. But we send up a shliach, so he's our shliach. And therefore, this has the koyach of tfilas rabin. Remez makol zehu ma she tfilas amid a chayvish tia balachash. Bechazor ha-sashad, it's makol ram. You might have noticed the difference. If you're paying attention in davening, that your private shmon esra has to be done. And the chazor ha-sashad, you have to be able to yar. Everyone has to yar it. It's quite a big difference, no? The chazan has to let you yar it. It's also for anybody else to hear. Shetfilas alachash roev yukros or hik adam hamachbir yalo im yakash shelo yachtifu listi mimenu. The private quiet shmon esrei is like a person who's hiding a very precious diamond so that the robbers, the burglars, won't chap it. That's tfilas shmon esrei. It's a precious diamond. You do very quietly because you don't want the negative forces to find out about it and come along and get it. Ma'ashen Chazoras Hashas, Dagosa he called Kachel Yoina. Chazoras Hashas, so then what's going to stop Chazoras Hashas getting chapped? Because it's on such a high level, Sha'in Sham Magil Elisli Vekoyfa Sarayim Klal. the spiritual burglars, the robbers, the listim, and all the forces of evil can't get to Chazaras Hashatz because it's too high. Shekva Oymed, who bedveikus kol kach la'melach. There's no more sakon anymore that the strange forces will get hold of it. There's a danger that Yoshua and Esrei could get sideswiped. It's way above anything that the negative forces can get hold of. Many of us said, don't know this. Chazaras Hashatz is because why? People didn't know how to daven. So the Chazan used to daven and they used to listen and answer. Yeah, that's true. So why do we carry on now? Everybody daven Shmon Esra. Why do you need the Chazan to be Yotze? You just daven Shmon Esra already. Because as we often say, there's more than one reason why we do things. Even when the one reason goes away, we carry on doing it because we don't know what all the other reasons are. We just found another reason for Chazaras Hashatz. Wow. But you didn't know that. So what are we doing during Chazaras Hashatz? Chazaras Hashatz, Yetzlam, Lechitchila Zman HaMiyod, La'ayin Beza Sefer, Ustam Zman Mubuzbaz. It's a good time to chazer the Gemara you're learning, or to say some Tehillim, or to look at the ceiling, or whatever it is, like sort of, you know, just look at your watch, work out what you're going to do, think some cheshbonos. That's normal. You can go through 70 years of life. You were never mechaven in Chazaras Hashatz ever, ever, ever. You're British, right? Yeah. Anybody else who yazzes gets excited and happy. Brit chretzes. It's good news. Somebody just gave you $1 billion and you're quetching because you didn't get it yesterday. You're not 70. Look how happy you should be. If you hear the brochas and you say, Amen, even if you do that, Amen, Amen, yeah, but you're doing it like a robot. There's no feeling. There's no connection to what's being said. Why are we like that? Just because we don't know. Ignorance is the crime of the generation. No? We just don't know. So I can't hold you accountable because you just didn't know, but now you know. And there are many things in tefillah like that. And many things in Yiddishkeit like that, things that are mamash easy, but you just didn't know. So they went away 3 times a day. Gold and diamonds, platinum, and it's just been wasted because we didn't know. So now you know. You buy a car, fancy, expensive car, and you drive in first gear the whole time. Even no one ever told you that you have to change gears. So you just gear shift, you know, shift with a clutch, whatever. Stick shift, whatever. They know what I'm talking about. Do you want to see when I've got one outside? There you, for sure, who drives an automatic car? It's for worms. I care about the environment, so I drive a diesel car. Because people that drive electric cars are destroying the ecology. But anyway, we're not going to get into politics now. Anyway, listen. If you would tell me that if I change gear, the car can go much faster, I didn't know that. So I'm driving around for 20 years in first gear. This car's got much more power. He thinks the purpose of the car is to go 20 kilometers an hour. You show him that you can change gear. Why? He's doing 150 kilometers. He didn't know that. He's If he really tries hard and he really gets the car to scream, he'll get to 40 kilometers an hour. And you'll think, wow, really doing well. Somebody understands a little bit about cars. What are you talking about? You haven't even started exposing the potential of this vessel. Because it's only because he just doesn't know a small little thing. Not because he's not a mechanical engineer. He just doesn't know about changing gears, which is logic. Take you 2 minutes, I'll show you how to do that. What are you going to do with this machine? If I just give me 5 minutes, you have to get a university. Same with Tfina. There are a lot of things that if you just knew and it would take you 1 minute to learn it, you could you step into a different universe. Like the Zoro Sashas. Right, say, Chris. The best eitzer, the ikka eitzer of how you go up little bit by little bit in the levels of tefillah is you have to set aside time outside the times of tefillah to work on tefillah. Why can't I do it when I'm davening? Because when you're davening, you're supposed to be davening, not working on how to daven. That takes up enough of your attention and energy and efforts. It's hard enough just davening. Now you're going to daven and learn about davening at the same time, but late for that. That's not the time to add power and talent and taras alev, whatever that is, betfilah. The outside of the times of tefillah, you have to find time to learn svarim that do the work. We just heard that this is the best one, so we're doing this one. Outside the times of tefillah, we're learning about tefillah. So we don't see that paragraph. When I'm saying it's Avraham Avinu, he's not assuming anything. He's giving you what he can give you. You have to go learn the lochas. You have to know the lochas of everything. I don't know what he's assuming. I have no idea what he's assuming. He's assuming that you don't know this, and therefore he's coming to teach you this. Hilchos Tefillah, you have to learn Hilchos Tefillah for sure. About it, no one's assuming. It's obvious. We're not talking about that. He said that right in the beginning. We're not talking about Pirush Hamilas. We're not talking about Kavana. We're not getting any of it. About something else completely. But Hilchos Tefillah, you have to learn Hilchos Tefillah for sure. We went through Rav Chesna Sefer on Hilchos Tefillah for quite a long Kufa. People said it must change their tefillahs. It had a big impact on people. You don't know the law, for sure.
Aren't there two things going on here? Because there's one is like having that knowledge that, okay, this car can get out of first gear and go into second, third, fourth gear. But then there's also like, because there's a shot. It's not just, it's like then this routine. Like, yes, I know that there's this power in it, but every day it's like this, you know, can I really focus 3 times a day, every day, and have that hargasha and have that kavana?
Good question. Can you?
I mean, yes, I can, I guess.
If you can't, then start working. If it interests you enough, then pursue it. When I walk to the gym and I see some guy with 1,000 kilos on the bar, I think to myself, wow, can I really pick up 1,000 kilos? No, I can't. Can I really concentrate every brocha, every tefillah, every day in Chazaras Hashas? I can answer that question for myself now. No, I can't. I'm not even trying to.
Maybe the first.
I'm not even trying to. Why would I try and pick up 1,000 kilos in the gym when I know my capability is picking up 200? I would try and pick up 210. But I think it would start with trying to get every tefillah, every brocha in Shmoneh Esrei clear. That wouldn't work. It's not where I would start. However you want to, whatever. Right now, I can't. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. I don't know. Zeluana Kuda. Which is, what do I want to do? If that's something that interests me and it's something that I feel right now I want to pursue, I'll pursue it. And if not, because I'm busy pursuing something else, and therefore, lo alecha malocha ligmo, I'm not going to pursue those. Don't. Again, you first have to understand what your priorities and what your values are. And then you're going to decide how you allocate time to the many, many tasks that you have at hand, because you can't do them all. Why don't you know Kula Torah Kula already? No, no. What do you mean? You don't know Shas yet? Oh, because I'm doing one line at a time. Well, what do you... Yeah, no, I don't have to finish anything. Lo alocha melecha ligmo means I have to start doing what I'm supposed to do in one small step at a time. And I may be working on something else right now, and this is going to have to wait. This may not be able to get done now. There's always more than one thing calling for your attention. Have you noticed? Right now, while you're sitting in this chair, there's at least 500 things screaming for your attention. And the bigger you get, the louder the screams get. So what do? Well, based on your set of values and your priorities, you'll make a choice what you're going to do, and everything else will have to wait. And I may get around to them, and I may never get around to them, because nobody goes into the grave with even half their desires fulfilled and half the things they needed to do got done. They're never going to get done. Because I'll say that. I have to do what I have to do now. When I'm learning a Rashi now, I'm learning this. Hey, you want a toast first? I don't know about toast because I'm supposed to learn the Rashi now. What about all these 10,000 Sforim? I have no idea. I'm busy learning Rashi now. But that's an ongoing human problem. No, I'm Isaac in one thing, and therefore I'm Potter from everything else. In the Loshon of the Ran, I need lo chayav. I'm not chayav to even do the other thing because I'm busy with this. You want to change and make a new choice and leave this and go on to the next thing? Bavakashon. Well, you can't sit doing one thing and having all this noise interfering with, that's a child. A child has 50 things going on at once, and he really thinks that he can take the next phone call and make mincha on time. But an adult knows that he can't, so he makes a choice. Either I take the call or get a mincha. I can't do both. And then you make a choice. I'm in Bet Shemesh, I need to get you Shalayim. However you want to cut that cake, it's going to take a bit of time to get from Bet Shemesh to Shalayim. That's a reality. I can't change that reality. Reality is, I can't concentrate on every bracha in Kron Esrei. The Bach in Halacha, in the tool, the Heilige Bach, says it's impossible to concentrate in Shemone Esrei, the whole Shemone Esrei. It's impossible. The Bach, in Halacha, it's impossible. You ever tried? Anybody ever concentrated all 19 brachas without any interfering thoughts coming into your mind in Shemone Esrei ever? Fine. Did it ever happen? Did it happen to you? No, you ever did it? You were ever able?
I'm
not talking about having good davenings or bad davenings. You davened a full Shemone Esrei and you had no extraneous thoughts coming into your mind. Most people can't get to 1, 2, 3 and an extraneous thought comes into their mind. Seder. I've heard of people like that. Yeah. Okay. You get squeezed into a corner and your life's at stake. Yeah. Okay. Seder. Those are Tvarim Korov Lenavua. I'm not joking. I'm not exaggerating. Anybody ever concentrated, no extraneous thoughts entered into your mind ever? Even in one bracha? Try it. Now, close your eyes. Start counting. 1, 2, 3. Stop when an extraneous thought comes into your head.
Or one.
Most people don't get to 3.
3 words.
I'm not saying that. Kadmoinim said that. So what am I going to do? I don't know. The halachis only have to have concentration of Pirush HaMiz in the first bracha. Shmonei Esrei, why? That's it. That's what you think of me? I'm such a wimp. That's what I think of you. That's reality. How are you going to do that, Baruch? I don't know. You'll have to work out. First of all, find out if this is something that you feel like pursuing. You think it's important enough to pursue. And if yes, okay, then you'll sit down. You'll start asking answers. You'll go speak to people who know more than you. You'll start working out how you're going to do that. That's what you do with anything, no? I mean, but first you have to make the decision that this is important enough for me to want to pursue. And then you'll find out how you go about doing that. The template is the same for no matter what you're going to do. You want just something new and then, oh yeah, that's great, I'm going to grab that. Yeah, well, I'm going to grab that. You go into the 99 flavor ice cream store and you buy an ice cream because ice cream's okay, I want an ice cream. Or you walk out of there never buying an ice cream because I just don't know how to eat all the ice creams. And I don't know how to choose. To fast a maruba maybe is an aspect of this. And I think, but you have to start. So start where, I don't know, that you have to work out yourself. The fact that you're sitting here and you keep coming means this is something that interests you. So maybe you'll decide to set aside 5 minutes a day to work on this. Maybe you'll spend more time. Maybe something else will have to go in order to make place for this. Those are cheshbonos everyone has to make themselves. We see a tefillah of Avram Avinu's in Brachos Yud Ches Chav Gimel in the Rashi there. What he's talking about? She's the tefillah she kamo milchama. There's a tefillah that's like a war. Ubi milchama reposhet the kol she ikat slocha tolu b'chana akodemes lo. It's poshut that in war you have to prepare before you go to war. V'lei tochen legeshet im milchama v'rak az b'shas meise litkonen es ofnei halachima ulechadet. You can't, when you're in the middle of a war, start preparing and practicing for war. You better learn how to use that machine you're carrying before you go out into the street. You don't start learning how to use a gun when you're in the battlefield. You have to practice before a little bit. Because if you're not prepared, you're going to get conquered. If as you stand up to daven Shmoneh Esrei, that's when you're going to start working on kavana and on understanding and working. Your mind's going to wander. You're going to think of other things. Nimtze, kifsid, tfilosu. You're going to lose your tefillah. Now's not the time to start preparing for tefillah. Now's the time to daven. You have to prepare before. Go and learn Svarim, they talk about Kavona Betvila, Likfoye Itim Muzmanin, Kvim Lezeh, set aside fixed times to learn this. The Leel Mode Samamorim Becheshek, Ubi Spilus and Nefesh, learn it like Rabbi Solanta says, to learn it with his Livus, with Cheshek and Nefesh. Loshe Hefsek Zman Godel Ben Alimudim, don't learn once a week, spread it out, you know, don't do it consistently. Because Beshara Oyder will be Itzlak Blazer. Schusse Yogan Aleinu, the Ritzak Blaser, was the Talmud mover of the Oyisrael of Yisrael Salanta. He wrote a sefer that's published together with the Oyisrael. It's called Share Oira, amongst others. She says he kimat hasiba ikris the limud amamori moirim enu poel lefamim es pulosa anidroshes. That's the main reason he says why even when we do learn sugis that are supposed to arouse out and get us excited and get us sorted out, they don't work. Even shiyes have sokas arukos ben limud lelimud. There's no consistency. There's no exponential growth. But salut shows oiris tiyena retufos v'smucha zeleze. They have to be continual. They have to be close to each other. Okay, we'll see what Borisov Salanti has to say about this tomorrow.